are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. This is Ilana Europa, Accent On, every Monday. Oh my gosh, it's already end of the April. What happened? Life goes too fast. I'm getting older too fast. I don't like it. Although what I really love is that the weather is just amazing in LA. Then, you know, the day is just gorgeous. We have like 80 something degree. That's crazy. And I don't like too much sun, and I'm living in LA. I don't know what I will do about this. But hey, the few great days, that's all what we need probably. I also have something really exciting in my life. I have my two wonderful friends coming from Poland. On Friday, they will spend whole month in LA. And I know they will probably come here once, maybe, and they will be part of Accent On. Then I just want people to know them also. Great, great people. You know how this is when you meet somebody? A year ago, we met them. We met a father and one son. This year, we'll meet the same father with second son. And probably they will come next year, the same father with third son. Hopefully, he will also bring his wife, because time for the wife to enjoy America also. Anyway, then welcome, Andrzej and Simon. Soon, in 2 or 3 days, we are very, very happy to have you around for a long time. But why I'm so happy today? You know, there are the days that you have a guest that you don't know and you feel okay about. You have a people that you love like crazy and you just are so happy to have them on your own radio station. And then you have these people and they are like, all these emotions are together. And today, that's what I will say I feel. I feel I have so many emotions to have this amazing, amazing girl with me and her mom. Then maybe I need to introduce you first. Shitania.
Hi.
Okay, can we hear you one more time?
Hello.
Okay, a little bit louder.
Hi.
Can you hear yourself well?
Yeah.
That's perfect. This is very unusual name, Shitania. Can you spell this name? I learned spelling this name for like a long, long time. Now I think I got it. Okay, how you spell your name?
Chaitanya.
What does this mean and what is your name from?
You should ask my mom. I have no
idea. Now then let's go to mommy straight. Hi, mama.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, mommy, I will say it. What is your name, mama?
My name is Sarita.
We have a mama and daughter. How gorgeous the show will be. We have, and I am so proud of my daughter. I cannot make her to come to my own show because she's so, so busy studying and working, and I'm playing her songs or song whenever I can. And I still never had her next to me. I had her maybe 1.5 years ago, but not right now. Then I'm so happy that I have mama and daughter together. Again, your name is also very unusual. Could you tell us again?
So Sarita.
Sarita. Although Sarita is easier than Shitania.
Yeah.
I and all of us, we need to know, why did you call her this name and what is the roots for the name? Is there a meaning for this? Okay.
It does have a meaning. Chaitanya means courage, intellect. I'm so fascinated to have a girl who is smart and who can fight on her own and, you know, have an individuality and her presence in the world. I want her to make a difference. And me and my husband thought Chaitanya is the best name to, you know,
Mom,
show that intellect and
courage. But that's amazing, because if the name could really have like predisposition, you know, and then later you have a child and you name this way. And yes, Shitania is all of that. Everything what this name means, this child, she is Not even 12 years old, yes, Chaitanya?
Yeah, I'm 11. I'm turning 12 in June.
12 in June? That's crazy. Okay, and first and foremost, she's a singer. I think, and I'm taking seriously this word, singer. Ilona Europa, for years, I had my own music school, and obviously I have also very high education when it comes to coaching people, and I finished vocal training, music academy. I have my bachelor degree in vocal studying, and obviously I sang for so many years. And when I came to America, outside of me dreaming, like all my students, to become a singer and have a chance to do something in America, I was coaching a lot of young and talented children. I had a few schools. I don't know, probably 130 students came in and out from my home. I sometimes call this In and Out Burger. That it was, because now I don't do this anymore. I really am picking, like, single-handed girls that I'm crazy about. Boys, I have one, but the girls I'm crazy about, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Chaitanya is an amazing singer in age of not even 12. This girl is so good, and we will listen to her, that I'm sure everybody agrees she's got an amazing future in this business. What do you think, honey? Do you want to be a singer?
Of course I do. I mean, why would I be doing all this if I didn't want to be a singer?
Yes, but you know what? It's not true, because I had so many students, like I say, girls who wanted to be a singer, like, for a short time. And then, like, in age of 14, 15, they decided they want to do something else. And they left, sometimes studying, singing, studying. And then in age of 18, 19, mostly the very, very talented, they came back. And I'm talking, you know, Aspen High. We have few girls who are just amazing. Haley, she will be coming back. She's in San Francisco. But I have some girls who are just very, very good. And then for a moment, I'm losing them. Then they are coming back and they're very serious. And then I have a lot of girls who just, I want to be another whatever. I want to be another whatever. Before was Britney, then was Celine Dion, then, you know, Beyoncé. Not everybody can sing like her. But yeah, they were coming and going, and then they were disappearing. But, you know, I think you'll be having staying power.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, I definitely feel like right now I really am very passionate about music, especially because when I write songs and...
When
I write songs, I really I like to put my all into these lyrics, my thoughts and my feelings, because what better way to reach people through music rather than that? And I think that this is something that I will always do, because whether it's going to be reaching people through singing or anything else, I just want to reach people. And the thing is, singing is just so important to me anyway that I think it'll be something that, like, sticks with me for the rest of my life. Music never goes away, and I don't think I should go away either.
You know, when you are coming and you are coming to my home studio and we are practicing, in the beginning, I just wanted to know you and understand what type of music you like to listen to. And I found out that you listen to so many bands and artists who are on YouTube that I don't even have idea that they exist, outside of course the one that I am loving also, and they have big names and just big careers. But your style is just very, like, I cannot catch yet your style, because you are so good doing so many things. One thing that always surprises me, how easy your voice comes out of you, and how you are drawn to complicated music. And you don't really enjoy singing easy pop. Is this true?
Yeah, I mean, easy pop is something that you can listen to on the radio all the time and something you can definitely enjoy. But I'm up for a challenge. So if that can be thrown my way, then I'm going to take it.
Okay, then we need to give some samplers. You know, who do you like to listen to?
Well, if I had to pick out of the major, it would definitely be Florence and the Machine, Young the Giant, Coldplay, Paramore, and Foster the People. These people have really, really influenced my music taste and the songs I write. I really get inspired by Coldplay when I write, actually. I love the way he easily, like, you know, flows in between melodies and kind of just strings them together really easily. It's really beautiful.
People, listen to this girl. She is not even 12 years old. Not like she's shy. God, thank you, because you know how to explaining what you feel and how you feel, and then sometimes put on a paper, and then, you know, just even compose something. That's not something that you will expect from the girl so young, but I'm telling you, she's a walking encyclopedia of music and in so many styles. And sometimes I'm so loving that, because we are sitting on a couch. I'm like, Shitanya, okay, show me. I want to hear. Show me the new band that you listen to. I want to hear why you're liking these things and that things. And this is just the coolest things that coach and, you know, whatever you call me, the developer of talent and singer, songwriter, and your friend, first and foremost. And yeah, it just excites me so much. Okay, then Shitanya, we are working. You had the chance to go to the studio first time, yes?
Yeah.
And that was like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
It was 2 months ago. And you recorded your first song, yes? It happened that this is a song that a lot of my students recorded. I have my own version. Natasha, my daughter, has her own version of Sorry. Mm-hmm. And Kira has her own version of Sorry. We'll be listening to this young girl too, who I'm developing also. Then, and many, many different girls sang this one. I think it's a good song because everybody likes it, but everybody's taking the song into a different direction. And obviously you did so well that I will say it, you really made the song, like, this is your own song. Your version is pretty, pretty hot, and I'm making a little bit like, you know, hey, we'll be listening soon. Yes, we will. We'll hear. This is her first single. And I know that last week I had a pleasure to talk to Kimberly Locke, and you were calling in to the studio. We were playing the song, and I was so, so excited to have you and her on the same show, because this is like, okay, Kimberly Locke, she, you know, she won American Idol. Now we have this beautiful girl who dreams to do the same. And the vocals, your vocals were just so great. And I was proud to play in the same show your version of my song, Sorry. Then you went to the studio, okay? And again, you were 11 and a half, probably. Were you scared?
Well, I was nervous. I mean, who wouldn't be? But I think I was really not excited. It was like a cross. Like, I was apprehensive. Mm. I was just like, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be a really great session, I think. And I had a lot of fun. And Bob was really cool.
Bob Waits, yes. A great engineer.
And yeah, he did an amazing job. Oh, and then there's you, Ilona. Aww. You're just like, you're perfect. She guides me all the time. She's like the devil and the angel on my shoulder, you know?
I love to do that. I really do. Because, you know, I know that sometimes I can let you fly because you can fly. You can fly in a beautiful way. But I know we all need somebody that can really help you to steer your wings in left or right.
Yeah.
And again, I really believe soon you'll be having choice more and more to just decide whatever direction you'll take. And I'll be the one who'll be watching you and protecting you for maybe if I see that something is not right. But really, my goal with you is to not only develop your voice, because yeah, obviously you are so young and your voice will go in many, many places. You'll be having low voice and just more powerful voice. And then again, whatever style of music you will decide to write with me, or even later with maybe somebody else, maybe even with Natasha, or co-write with somebody else, that you'll be secure with everything what you want to do in life. That's my main goal. Okay. Gosh, I think we need to play Sorry. What do you think, Mommy? Are we playing?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, and we'll be playing Shitanya's version of song Sorry, written by Ilona Europa. But then we'll be talking a little bit more, of course, with Mommy also. And yeah, Shitanya, we have so much to say about your future CD. Okay, Sorry, first song, single by Shitanya.
Tears are falling down my face.
said, lonely night makes me so sad. I always thought I'd never fall in love. So easy and so strong, so fine. Memories of you are mine, only mine. I let you break my heart.
Again, this is just amazing. She's not even 12. She sounds so mature. I think if somebody will think this is a 16-year-old girl, nobody will question her ability and how good she is if she will be 16. But she's not even 12. Okay, I am a teacher, I'm a coach, I'm a songwriter, I'm her friend. I want and dream so big for her, and I just want to be all the way with her and watching her to maybe earn Grammy. For me, that's my small dream. Everybody knows Ilona has small dreams. I want a Grammy on my wall, and maybe Chaitanya, you know, her song that we co-write, and maybe she will give it to me, the one. That's my dream for her and for myself. I'm joking, but I am so proud of her, and I see eyes of her mama. Mommy, you are so proud of your daughter. And people say it takes a village to raise the child. I think it takes a whole country to raise the talented child, because that's a challenge. You can be petrified to have a child like that. Oh my gosh, what I will do. You can be helping all the way, but skill, oh my gosh, we're talking entertainment. That's a crazy business, you know. And the girl is so smart in school. She probably will be a doctor also, and why not? She could be first singing doctor and do everything together. Ladies, we can do everything right now. Mama, mommy, the sweetest mom ever, my friend right now, because we know each other almost 9 months right now. What is your feeling about watching your child in a so short time developed from the girl who just came for the lesson, you know, and a few months later in a studio, now in a radio with interview and working on her whole CD? What is your feeling? What do you feel?
I'm overwhelmed, actually. I'm very happy. And first of all, I should say we are blessed to have you as her coach and mentor.
Yeah, that's why
she is here today. And
I love you.
We are blessed to have her as our child. God gave her a good voice and an ability to, you know, understand the music and the rhythm. And moreover, she's surrounded by people who really want her to be, you know, a star, bring her in the right direction, like mentors like you. So it's yes, it's a challenge to raise a child who has some special abilities. First of all, we are scared. Why is she growing so fast?
Yeah.
Why can't she grow like any other small child and let me enjoy her childhood? But she's thinking ahead of her age.
Yes,
I think the most important challenge we face is how to keep her channelized and not let her wander with her thought process. Channelize her and make her think about good things, learn good things, and keep herself surrounded by good things.
And you know, and your husband, what is his name? Say hi to David.
Shyam.
Yeah, you know, he's so amazing too, because he's the silent helper. You know, he's not the one, we can talk, but your husband is the sweetest guy. Always. You know, he comes, he drops her off for the lesson. He's always there on the time. He always hugs her, listen to the songs that we are writing very, very seriously. His eyes are always smiling lightly, but he has this personality. And he is so full of love when he looks at this child. You know, I know how happy he is to be father to her. And then looking at Chaitanya, who is just hugging daddy always after lessons, and they go doing whatever they do. You know, I just love them so much. You have a very special family, which we need to mention also, that I was privileged to have your son in a studio with us. Could you tell us a little bit about your son?
So my son, he's now 15 and a half, almost 15 and a half. And he's 10th grader going to 11th grade. He just gave his solo debut on stage for 2 hours in music. He's more into Indian classical music. He's learning music for about 4.5 years from a teacher from India. His name is Seshachari. He's a great teacher. And my son's inclination is more towards Indian classical music. And that's what he's passionate about, plus his education right now. So thank you again, Ilona, for giving him the opportunity to come here and talk about his music.
I just cannot wait to get some recordings from him. I know that this is a process. I know. Could we say name of your son?
His name is Raju.
Yes, and we know everybody who wants to hear him, he was a little bit singing live here in the studio. You can go down to LA Talk Radio page for Accent On, and you can scroll down and just fish it out, you know, the short little way how he sings. He sings amazingly. It was a pleasure for me to be a part of his great 2-hour concert. People, 2 hours, this gentleman, young gentleman, he was on the stage. He did amazing job and was so serious, so beautifully put together. And you had so many wonderful family and guests there. I was so happy to be there. My jaw was like falling down. And again, I cannot wait that we will be playing something maybe after summer, something that he already pre-recorded. And we can just listen to him. And one day, if I can have my wish, I want both of them, you know, to do something. Yeah, that has Indian flavor, but also maybe a little bit dancey. Why not? Because I'm coming back to Chaitanya. Chaitanya, we are working on a whole album, and Ilona Europa and no dance music on your album, this is like impossible. We will do something with Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry. And he for sure will be including a lot of great instruments, Indian instruments, and we will be doing really, really good pop, happy, good songs, danceable song, but there will be a lot of influence because I know you can sing Indian style music. Also, your vocals are trained by teachers and you do everything. Coming back to how smart you are, we are working on an album and we are co-writing music for you, but then in a way I give up on helping you too much to write the lyrics for your own songs. And My lyrics are cute, I think, good. Sometimes they're philosophical from my point of view. Obviously, I am not American native, then it's harder for me to put my maybe very intellectual, you know, way of thinking on a paper. But that's who I am, and I love my lyrics. But your lyrics are just great. Sometimes we are changing them. Sometimes we are polishing, twisting them to not be so complicated. That's where I love to come into the place.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes you overthink certain things. Can we can you sing or read, whatever is you prefer, the song that we are right now writing, and probably in a few weeks you'll be going to the studio with this one. You can read your lyrics, it's like a few lines, or you can just sing a little bit, read, whatever you want.
Would you like me to just sing the chorus or something?
Just start from the live. I would like to start from the beginning, yeah.
And then sing all of that?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Life can seem picture perfect. How it was in your mind every day and every night. What seems to be and what seems to need are two different things. It was the color of that dying rose that woke me up. The truth won't be good or won't be right, won't be fine. No, it's not. How can you just sit there and watch a life pass you by?
Oh my gosh. Again, to all listeners, do you hear what the girl is talking about? She's talking that life, it's not always perfect, that you have your own way of looking, what's going on. But how can you see it and just watching life passing you by and do nothing about it? Whatever the way that her heart and brain and the vision for life she has, I just love to put on her lines, and we just stripping them down to shorten, and sometimes less is more, of course, and sometimes I just let her speak out, and we are capturing on our cell phone, thank you iPhone, because we have so many hours of sessions with her thoughts and my thoughts, and just it's just beautiful process of creating the songs, and we'll be having 9 of them like that we'll be doing, or maybe 4, because some of them we already have pre-recorded. Chaitanya, congratulations. Your brain is just bigger than life, and I don't even know what will be 2-3 years from now. You will just teach us through the songs probably how to be better humans, because I think that's what you want anyway from life.
Definitely. I think the reason I write lyrics like this is because not only because of my thoughts, but if you are just observant enough to look around and look at people around you, and you just are a true friend and know enough to realize that they're unhappy even when they seem not to be, it's like you can see right through them sometimes. You can just tell that there's something wrong, and it's because there's something in their life that they can do, but maybe they're just not doing it. And that's kind of what this song is about.
Yes.
It's about how things are not always as they seem, and how you can't
change and take.
You can
be in charge.
You can be in charge of your life.
Yeah.
Destiny is something I believe in, but you can still work out destiny yourself.
Oh, I just love it. And like you say, sometimes we are faking. We have the really darker thoughts, or we have some issues, and we are, how are you? Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having, and I have a few amazing friends that I am just so always honest. Mostly Ilona maybe talks too much even about her troubles. But I think we need to share the real feelings with people instead of covering up sometimes the thoughts and troubles in life that we have, or just successes that we have. But we need to share in honest way what really bugs us or really makes us who we are, instead of covering up or faking our feelings.
Yeah, and that's where, having a true friend comes in. I can write these lyrics when you're around because I know you're my true friend. You
yes.
just get it, Ilona.
I know.
That's
I love you, girl. Again, talent like that doesn't happen too often. And like I said, I have 130 students. I can, on my fingers, say maybe 5 or 6 girls that I hope for the good careers in the music or film industry business, and they do the great things. They'll be coming back, we'll be knowing them. That some of them are much older, some of them, like my Natashka, on Monday she'll be 20 years old, and journey with my own child is just amazing. Not only she is writing her own style of music, just very unusual, and I'm hoping she'll be calling in one day and we'll just play her own music, but she's co-writing with a lot of people, and I would like to play one of her song with Patrick Reza. And again, this is more dance music. It's maybe not what Natasha is composing exclusively for her own style, but she also is great when she co-writes with friends because she trusts them and knows that they will take the song in the right direction, and she will just sing and that's all what she can do the best for the song. Then Chasing Fire. This is Natasha Mira and Patrick Reza. And let's listen to the song. Thank you. Okay, I am very proud mama also, Natasha Mira, 200,000 listeners on the SoundCloud, and is going strong and up and up. People love this style of music, dubstep, and Patrick Reza, in one, he's like prince or king of this style, with millions of people loving him, young gentleman from Thousand Oaks. Just please, people, support the young artist. You know, soon Chaitanya will be having her own website. We will, you know, we are continuing to write music, and how will be. We need to find a way that people can say hi to you, Chaitanya. But I think we need like maybe 2 or 3 months or 4 months to just get rolling with 5 songs, and then we'll be slowly just creating place that people can say hi to her. Yes, mommy, is this okay?
Yeah, definitely.
I know, with this crazy world of Facebooks and MySpace, places, and we are worried about, you know, privacy of our children, especially that she's so young. But I think her fans will love to, you know, just see what's going on in her life, and we will be having a little YouTube channel for her. We need to do this. That's it, you know. We need to share her talent with the world, because it's just no option. Just no option. Okay, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know what? I know that your day probably is pretty boring in a way, or pretty exciting. Tell me, you wake up in the morning and you are going to the schools. Yes, to school. Now you are one of these people in a class that have the big, big dreams. How many really friends know what you are doing and where you are going with your dream?
Lots. Okay, everybody knows that I sing at school. It's like, it's one of those things that I just like to show off and flaunt anyway.
And I'm so happy that you are this way, because a lot of young artists, they are shy, they are afraid of singing, and I know you enjoy performing.
Yeah, once upon a time, I was afraid to show my talent, too.
I remember you were never singing in school, and then, like, I think 3 months into our singing, you got first competition in a school, yes?
Yeah, it's just like, it's one of those things that you feel, I was just like, I think it was 2-3 years ago.
2 years back.
Yeah, when I started getting really into it. And then, so, I was just like thinking, I was just like, if I want to be an artist, I should probably start letting people know that I can actually sing. So
that was like when you were 9 or 10. Yes, that's what you were thinking 2 years ago.
I still remember Ilana, like 5th grade, that's last year. Now she is in 6th grade. And she wasn't ready to sing in her school talent show. I came to you and said, how do we get her to that stage? And you really promoted her, boosted her morale.
And what song did you sing? It was amazing, because it was a strong one. Katy Perry?
Roar, yeah.
Roar, my gosh. Oh, come on. Roar. What a song. Big song. And you did amazingly well. And I know you did amazingly well. You know, okay, then we'll talk a little bit about the second song, because the second song that we are writing is very unusual, too. I'm talking about topic. I like that people will know what's going on in your life. And hopefully when we record the 2-1, we'll be playing, we'll have premiere on Accent On. And then we'll be talking about next songs that we are writing. But for right now, hey, I'm a teacher and I'm promoting myself too, because, you know, many years ago I decided I need to tell people that I am a singer, I have a dream. Not like you when you were, you know, 9, but yeah. But I'm, yeah, my journey, oh my gosh, one day I will do 1 hour of myself, you know, and I will tell people how really, oh gosh, my dream will never die.
You should just like write an autobiography on yourself.
I will do it. I have my friend who knows everything about me, and she remembers everything about me, because I don't remember certain stuff, but she does. Then I will do it, because you know what? Dream cannot die until we will decide it's over. We need to fight for our dream and our journey to get what we want from life and do in a great style like Shitania is doing. But right now, you know, Ilona has the new song that I will be promoting. It's called Eternal Kiss. And I think I will be playing. Why not? And it's done by very, very cool people, Club Junkies from UK. Very, very known duo. And I think this song will do well in America. We stand in case of special freedom, and I'm made for everything. Eternal Kiss, Ilana Europa, Club Junkies, UK. I want everybody to be forever young. I want to have everybody's spirit very similar to Shitania, because I know she will be forever young. I know that her mom and all her family will be forever young too, because music is something that keeps us young forever, okay, than any of the style. Honey, we are writing another song. What this will be the song about, yes.
Well, okay, I was actually kind of thinking about this a little while ago, and if it was, like, ever going to become a big hit, and someone would come up to me, and they were just like, say, who was this song about? And I would just be like, actually, it's not from my perspective. Because this song is actually in the perspective of another young woman who has literally traveled back in time by just coming to the place where she had grown up, and like remembering all these places where she would have this routine of life, and there would be all these people that just were like little markers of how her life routine was, and it just kind of brings her back to how, you know, things were in the very, very beginning.
And I'm telling you, people, that would be so good song, and lyrics are so hot. And when we'll be listening to her lyrics and some of my lyrics and music that we are writing, all of us will look back and smile, because that's what Shitania is. She makes us think, but also we try to make people smile. Just have this nice smile and say, hey, life is good. You know, we need to just have good perspective. We also, Shitania, because, you know, we have, gosh, who will think the show is going so fast? But I have another girl, you know, Kira, and she's also your friend. And that's what I'm hoping, that when the young artists are coming to my place and I'm developing their talents, I try to be a really good friend to them. And I'm hoping that friendships and between students or the girls who are singing so well, it will be so strong that they not only will understand each other, but they will understand that it's never competition between any of them or none of them. Competition is only between you and you, how good you can be. Then, you know, we have this another girl who obviously was here, Kira, amazing, amazing 11 years old girl, completely different style of music, with a wonderful mommy too, Diana. Hi, we love you too. And this two girls, they are like parallel, developing, you know, their own style with me. And we are working also on a whole big project with Kira too. And I would like a little bit people to listen to her voice, a completely different song. People, remember, listeners, this girl is also 11 years old.
love is not the answer. When it comes to me, it leaves a door unlocked, no entry. For you and I, it's the time to say goodbye. No we'd be good. Give me your strength to say goodbye. Don't break my heart. I need your
She's again not only 12, but you can, why she's singing so serious song? I cannot make her sing something else. She loves ballads. She loves serious topics. She likes a lot of things about love, about heartbreaks. That's what she is. And I'm like, Kira, of course, Kira will be singing dance music too and happy songs, one or two on the album. But she loves serious topic. We are writing some lyrics and gosh, they're serious. And I'm like, mommy, talking to Diane, what we'll do with her? Mama says, just let her sing what she wants. Let her do it what she wants. And you know, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be just pleasing first Kira, because Kira is a great singer too. And if she has thoughts that she wants put on a paper, I am there to help her. Like the same with Shitanya. Sweetie, we are almost there to say bye-bye to people. I know you'll be back. And mommy will be back. And maybe your brother will be back in for Accent on LA Talk Radio. I hope you can say bye to everybody who listens to you. And will you be back?
Of course I'll be back.
Of course you'll be back. Yeah, we cannot wait. And I'm so, so happy to have you here. Thank you so much, Elsa, for being like always with. And I will try to finish a little bit, because we always are finishing, you know, our show with song. Everybody can go to LA Talk Radio Accent On page. Please, please, please. You can download, listen live to our show. Scroll down. We have more than 100 shows already with unusual great people. Also, please go to iTunes. We are there with the same shows. We can everybody can listen. And Stitchers also. We are there too. Everybody can download apps on iTunes, on iPhone. We are there also. We can listen to LA Talk Radio. Really, really, we can be heard in many, many places and all around the world. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you so much, Ilona, for this opportunity.
Oh, you know what? Without you, I would be not having a great show. And yeah. Thank you, Mommy, again,
thank
for
so
raising so beautiful a human being. I know the whole world
right?
will appreciate that in the future. And I can say goodbye for today.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at LATalkRadio.com.